Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating this third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, Shelley Francis. She's not going to be a new friend for long, folks. Shelley is, we're going to get her back. She's got a lot more to teach us. In the area of courage, that's the title of her book, The Courage Way, Leading and Living with Integrity. Wherever books are sold, I encourage you to go there and check it out. Courageway.org, is that right, Shelley? How to find the book online there?
Yes, that's right.
All right, so check that out. Shelley, it seems to me that technology, the pace of technology, as we move hell-bent for light speed in from the analog age to the digital age, it seems that a lot of pressure that's being put on integrity, on values, on trust, on courage, a lot of that pressure is coming from, not from technology itself, but the increased velocity of change that's being created by technology. What do you think?
Yeah, things are changing faster than we can keep up with. It's hard to pay attention to what feels so volatile.
Yeah, and so what should we do about that?
Well, you know, technology seems like it's something being done to us, but we always have choices as humans and how we want to respond and instead of react to that. So, you know, I think courage and renewal practices are about a social technology that's mm-hmm. about just becoming a better human being.
One little thing that I have offered as a way of thinking about dealing with the impact of technology on our integrity, on our courage, on our ethics, is to say to yourself, just because I can doesn't mean that I should. What do you think?
That's right. That comes down to making choices for different reasons and not, you know, looking for what your other bottom lines are. If it's just only profit and greed, that can be really short-sighted, but what do you want to make choices about for the long term for the sake of your integrity or your family or your next
right.
generation?
But when we look around ourselves, Shelley, and people all around us are falling or succumbing to this new pace and the new lack of the values that we've had over the last 10,000 years, when we see so many people, you know, doing those things, it takes a lot of courage to say, I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going to degrade myself like that. That takes a lot of courage. And some people would say, you're crazy to do something like that. You'd be uncompetitive. What do you think?
Well, what we say is that it's hard to be a good human being all by yourself. So who are the people that you do trust who can kind of give you that sense of courage by, you know, helping each other stand strong in what you believe. Who are your closest in people that you can have conversations mm-hmm. with about that so that you stand together and, you know, do the right thing and have some support around that.
Well, and maybe in certain scenarios, it's your job to stand up and be the first one to demonstrate courage. And you might be surprised there are other people who are just a little less courageous than you who might find their courage if they thought you had already stood up first. You never know when one person can make a big difference to you.
No, and that's what I learned in the book is that, you know, courage exists in the spaces between us. Whether we think that what we just did is courageous or not, other people might witness our actions as courageous, and that gives them courage to speak up
right.
too. And we certainly see that, you know, more in some of the movements like Me Too or the Never Again movement. One person speaks up and more like, hey, I can do that too. That's not so scary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So courage, last thoughts, Shelley. I've got about a half a minute. What are your last thoughts for us on courage?
Well, you got to trust in yourself, and you got to trust in other people. And though, when you do that, you become more fortified to find your courage on a moment's notice when you really need it.
I've never heard anybody. I've never heard anybody use trust so much and so accurately to describe courage. And my hat's off to you for doing that, Shelley.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to digging into your book more because I think there's a lot to do. The speed of trust is an important thing we could start talking about.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Shelley. So folks, go to the website courageway.org. The book is called The Courage Way, Leading and Living with Integrity by Shelley Francis. Shelley, good job. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.